Today's Amud is Sukkah Nun Vav Amud Beis. We're holding on Nun Vav Amud Aleph by the last Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah, the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Aleph, says the Mishnah. So we are continuing to discuss the Mishmarais. One detail that perhaps we haven't yet mentioned is that the Mishmarais, they would actually mention there were 24 Mishmarais. Each week a different Mishmar would take a turn to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. What we perhaps didn't yet mention is that the Mishmarais would change shifts actually in the middle of Shabbos, and we'll see more details about that when we get to the Gemara on the Nevav HaMibes. But the Mishmarais, they would change shifts in the middle of Shabbos. So every Shabbos, there was technically two Mishmarais that would serve in the Beis HaMikdash, one the first half of Shabbos, and then a different Mishmar on the second half of Shabbos. The Mishmar which served on the first half of Shabbos was called the Mishmar HaYotzei. They had served the whole previous week, now they were on their way out, they served the first half, and then they left. And then the Mishmar, which served the second half of Shabbos, so that was called the Mishmar HaNichnas. They were coming in, they were starting the Aveda, they were going to serve that whole coming week in the Beis HaMikdash, starting the second half of Shabbos, they were called the Mishmar HaNichnas. So these two Mishmaris served every Shabbos, and typically, on a typical Shabbos, so it was these two Mishmaris that would divide up the Lechem HaPanim. And we'll see in the Hemshach of the Mishnah exactly how they divided the Lechem HaPanim, but it was divided amongst these two Mishmaris. That's how it worked on a typical Shabbos. Now, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that on a Shabbos that came out during a Regal, during Yontif, so then all 24 Mishmaris had equal opportunity to go during Yontif and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Mamela, all of them together, all 24 Mishmaris, split the Lechem HaPanim. However, like we said, on a typical Shabbos, it was just those two Mishmaris. Says our Mishnah now, that Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos, Bein MiLefneha, Bein MiLeAchreha, if you have a Yom Tov that was right next to Shabbos. So we're not talking about the case that we had in the previous Mishnah, of a Yom Tov that fell out, of Shabbos Chol HaMoed, or a Shabbos Yom Tov. We're talking now when Yom Tov falls out right next to Shabbos. So Shabbos either leads into Yom Tov, or Yom Tov leads into Shabbos. So the halacha was, is that how you call HaMishmarei Shavos B'chiluk Lechem HaPanim. Even though it wasn't Yontif, it was Shabbos, let's say in the case of Shabbos that led into Yontif. Shabbos was Erev Yontif. Still, all Mishmareis had equal opportunity to the Lechem HaPanim. And we'll see in the Gemara that was a Takanas Chacham. Because being that the Mishmareis wanted to be there for Yontif, Shabbos was Erev Yontif. There was no way to get there to the Beis HaMikdash for Yontif without also being there for Shabbos. So being that they had to be there for Shabbos, so they got a chelik of the Lechem HaPanim. They got a portion in the Lechem HaPanim. However, says the Mishnah, that Chaliyos Yom Echad LaHafzik Bein Sayim, let's say you had a day in between. Let's say it was Shabbos, and then there was a Sunday that was a regular weekday. Sunday was Erev Yontif, and Monday was Yontif. So technically, a Mishmar who wanted to be there for Yontif, they could have come on Sunday. Now, it's probably easier to get there for Shabbos and to just be there already for Shabbos. But technically speaking, they had another option. They could come on Sunday. So in such a case, so Mishmar says Manoi Kavua. So the Mishmar that it was their turn to serve that Shabbos, which really is two Mishmaris, even though the Mishnah says that B'lashon Yachid, as we pointed out, there were always two Mishmaris that had his Man Kavua on Shabbos. So the Mishmar, really Mishmaris, who had their Man Kavua for that Shabbos, the Mishmar HaNichnas and the Mishmar HaYom, so they hayanoitel eser chalis. They would take 10 chalis to divide amongst themselves. So the lechem apanim was 12 chalis. Most of them, in such a case where there was a day in between Shabbos and Yontif, so 10 out of the 12 went to the mishmaris whose turn it was to serve that week, that Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hamis akiv noitel shayim. And the other mishmaris who just happened to have been there, it was easier for them to just come for Shabbos, so they would get something, they would get two. So it's not the same as Shabbos which fell out on Yontif, or even Shabbos that fell out on Erev Yontif, where they would get equal opportunity in all the lechem apanim. In such a case, they would get two to divide amongst themselves, a potential of up to 22 mishmaris dividing up these two chalis, and the mishmar kavua, the two mishmaris that were there to serve that week, they would get the other 10. Says the Mishnah Vayter, u'b'shar yamayis hashanam, however, typically, on a typical Shabbos during the year, so hanichnas noitel sheish, v'yoytzi noitel sheish, so then there were just two mishmaris that would divide up all 12 lechem upon him, the mishmar hanichnas, they would take six, and the Mishmar HaYotze, they would also take six chalas. Rabbi Yehuda says that the chalukah went a little bit differently. Hanichnas Neitel Sheva, the group that was coming to serve the second half of Shabbos and going to be serving the following week, they would take seven chalas. V'HaYotze Neitel Chamesh, the group that had it served the whole previous week and they were serving the first half of Shabbos, they would only get five chalas, and we'll see in the Gemara the reason why Rabbi Yehuda held like that. Says the Mishnah, Hanichnasin Cholkim Etzafin, V'Hayoitzin Bedarim. The Nichnasin, the group, the Mishmar that was coming to serve that week in the Beis HaMikdash, so that was considered, they were considered the more Chashav Mishmar in the sense that they were coming to do the Avodah. And therefore, their Chalukah, when they would divide amongst themselves the six or seven Chalais that they were dividing amongst themselves, so they would do that in the northern part of the Azara, whereas the Mishmar HaYoitze, so that they were dividing up six or five Chalas, they would divide it amongst themselves in the Durham, in the southern part of the Azara, which was considered less chashuv. Interesting, the Shar Ephraim in Shar Beis, the Sharei Ephraim rather, in Shar Beis, Sif Lamed Beis, he brings from the Ramami Pano that he learns actually Allah Lamaisa from this, that's Negev to today, from this Mishnah. He says that if a person gets an Aliyah, and so he's finished his Aliyah, and he's starting to head down the Bima or go away from the Bima, and someone else, let's say, is coming, he's getting called up for an Aliyah, and there's only space for one person to go, so who should move to the side and let the other one go first? Says the Ramami Panoi, that the one who's leaving the Torah, the one who's Yaitse, he should move to the side and let the one who's being Ayla go first. Because like you see from this Mishnah, that the Mishmar HaNichnas is considered the more Chashev over the Mishmar HaYaitse, so too the one getting called up for the Aliyah is considered more Chashev, even if technically he's not more Chashev, but that position itself is considered more Chashev, that therefore he gets to go first when he's getting called up for the Aliyah. But says the Mishnah, even though that's typically how it went, that the Mishmar HaNichnas divided in the north and the Mishmar HaYotze divided in the south, Bilga, the Mishmar of Bilga, li'olam chaylekes bedarim. They, even when they were the Mishmar HaNichnas, even when they were the Mishmar HaNichnas, which typically divided their lechem aponim in the north, they always went in the south. And we'll see in the Gemara why it is that they had this punishment. But this was a punishment that they had, that they always divided in the south. Another punishment that they had is Vitabata Kavua, is that they had another punishment that their ring was set in the ground. Which means that Rashi brings that there were, on the northern side of the Mizbeach, so there were 24 rings that went into the ground, and they would come off. And when a Mishmar was coming to Shecht, when the Kohen was coming to Shecht, a carbon, so he would put the animal into this ring. The ring would hold the animal down on the ground to make it easier to shech the animal. So there were 24 of these rings, one that was designated for each and every Mishmar. The one exception was Bilga. They had a ring, but it didn't open up. It was stuck into the ground. That was also a punishment that they did, that for the Mishmar of Bilga, is that they were kaiveya, the tabas, the ring of Bilga's Mishmar, into the ground. And again, we'll see in the Gemara why they gave them this einish. The chaloina satuma, another einish that they gave them, was that every Mishmar had a specific cubby, I guess you could call it, where they would store their kalim, their knives that they would use for the shechita, and they would store their kalim into this cubby. Bilga also had technically a cubby, but v'chaloina stuma, they closed it up so that they wouldn't be able to use it. They either had to borrow someone else's, like the tabas, they had to borrow someone else's tabas, or perhaps they had to then hold on to their kalim, and there was nothing to do about it. That was another punishment that they got. And again, we'll see in the Gemara why they got these punishments. Says the Gemara now, we mentioned that when Yom Tov falls out, Samuch l'Shabbos, Beim Milafneha, Beim Milachareha, so then all the Mishmaris are Shavais. Ask the Gemara, Mai Milafneha, Mai Milachareha. Let's clarify this. What does it mean before and after? Ile Milafneha, Yom Tov Rishon, if you'll tell me that Lefaneha means Yom Tov Rishon, that Yom Tov Rishon falls out on a Friday, and Lachareha means Yom Tov Acharon, that it means that Yom Tov Acharon falls out on a Sunday, so Shabbos is right before Yom Tov Acharon, well, Hainu Shabbos Shabbatai Chachag, so then that is Shabbos Chol HaMoed. That Shabbos that falls out during Yom Tov, which we already mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that all the Mishmaris are Shavais. So that can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. Ela Lefaneha is Yom Tov Acharon, it means that Yom Tov Acharon falls out before Shabbos, meaning Shabbos is Matzah Yontif, and Lachareha was referring to Yom Tov Rishon. That Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, that was referring to Yom Tov Rishon. If Yom Tov Rishon falls out after Shabbos, meaning that Shabbos is Erev Yontif. So it's not Shabbos Shabbos Chag, it's Erev Yontif Shabbos. So even though it's not Shabbos of Yontif, still all the Mishmaris were Shabbos. And says the Gemara, my Taima, why is it that they made this takana that all the Mishmaris should be Shavuos if it's not Yontif? So this we already spoke out when we read the Mishnah, but here the Gemara explains, is Kevan Dahani Maktime Vahani Ma'achre, since these ones, they have to come early. When Shabbos falls out on Erev Yontif, so if they want to be there for Yontif, they have to be there for Shabbos. Vahani Ma'achre, and also these people, they need to stay late. If Shabbos falls out on Matzah Yontif, if the Mishmar wants to be there for Yontif, by definition, they're going to have to stay for Shabbos also. So being that they have to be there, Tiknu Rabbanan Milsa, so the Rabbanan, they were misaking, said everyone should eat together, that there should be shalom, so they were misaking that everybody gets a share in the lechem apanim, because if they didn't get a share, so then there could be some friction amongst the mishmaris. You know, the mishmaris that have to be there could say, you know, we have to be here, why, this is not fair, why aren't we getting lechem apanim? So being that there could be friction that could be caused if they wouldn't get lechem apanim, so the Rabbanan made a takanam, that all the Mishmaris are Shabbos when Shabbos falls out, Samach Liyantif. The Gemara says, Vayter Chal Yoyim Echad V'chulu. So this is really going on the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. We mentioned in the Mishnah, the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, is that the Mishmar Nichnas and Mishmar Yoytze didn't divide up the Lechem Apanim evenly. It wasn't 6 and 6. Rather, the Mishmar HaNichnas took 7, and the Mishmar HaYoytze took 5. So says the Gemara, V'hani Tarti Mai V'detayu. What's the pshat in these extra 2? Why is it that the Mishmar HaNichnas got these extra 2 chalais? So Rabbi Yitzchak explained, it's Bischar HaGafas D'lasais. The reason why they got these extra 2 is because being that the Mishmar HaNichnas, they were leaving in the middle of Shabbos, they finished their turn in the middle of Shabbos, the Mishmar HaYotze, they finished their turn in the middle of Shabbos, they were done with the Avodah. So when it came to closing the doors at the end of Shabbos, who was closing the doors? The Mishmar HaNichnas was going to be in charge of closing the doors. So being that the Mishmar HaNichnas was going to close the doors, so as a schar for closing the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, they got these extra 2 chalais. Now the Miri points out an interesting ara that Shkayach, they're the ones that are closing the doors, but who do you think opened the doors? The ones who opened the doors in the morning was the Mishmar HaYotze. It was still their turn to be serving in the morning. So the ones who opened it was the Mishmar HaYotze. So why don't we say that an extra 2 chalais should go to the Mishmar HaYotze because they opened the doors? Bischar Psichas HaDlasais. Being that they opened the doors, so they should get an extra 2. Why is it dafka that the Mishmar HaNichnas gets the extra 2 because they closed the doors? So the Meir is Mechadish because of this Kasha. He's Mechadish that when it came to opening the doors on Shabbos morning, even the Mishmar HaNichnas helped out. It wasn't just the Mishmar HaYotze. He says it must be that the Mishmar HaNichnas helped out with opening the doors as well. So being that they were just taking on this extra job now on their own of closing the doors at the end of the day, so that's why they got these extra 2 chalas. Ask the Gemara now though, V'neimalei, why doesn't the Mishmar HaYotze tell the Mishmar HaNichnas, so they're dividing up the Lechem Apanim now, and so the Mishmar HaNichnas starts handing 5 chalas to the Mishmar HaYotze. So why doesn't the Mishmar HaYotze tell back to the Mishmar HaNichnas, here you're taking 7 for yourself, you're giving us only 5, let's think for a second. Dal bedal, why don't we just take less and take less? Meaning, why are you taking 7? You're taking 7 now because of schar, because you closed the doors. But then what's gonna happen next week? When you leave next week, you're only gonna end up taking 5. So why is it that you're gonna take, so why not just take a little bit less now, and take only 6 now, and this way next week, we'll just start a new process, it'll be a new system, everyone will only get 6. You're gonna get an extra one now, but then you're gonna lose on one later, so what are you really gaining? So the Mishmar HaYotze L'Chayir has a taina to the Mishmar HaNichnas, that what are you doing to yourself? You're taking an extra one now, you're taking 7 now, these extra 2, and then next week you're gonna lose out, so just take 6 now and take 6 later. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why doesn't the Mishmar HaYotze tell that to the Mishmar HaNichnas? Amar Abaye explained that Putzina Tava Mikaram. It's psychologically, a person would rather 7 now than 5 later. Literally, the words mean, the way Rashi explains, is that a small gur now A small gourd is better than a large gourd. Meaning, you have a small gourd that's in the ground. You could pick it, you could eat it. Or you could leave it in the ground and later it's going to grow and then you'll have a larger gourd. A person would rather have the small gourd now. And the aside is that I want the money now. I want the challah now. So you're right. It could be if I take one less now, so then I'll get one more later. But I don't want to do things like that. If right now I have an opportunity to take seven, so I'd rather take seven right now. So that's why the Mishmar HaYotzei wouldn't agree to such, the Mishmar HaNichnas wouldn't agree to take six now and then get an extra one later and get six later, because they'd rather have seven now. What's in front of us right now is to get seven, and they would rather take that. Rav Yehuda, says the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda said, Uvamusafin Cholkin, that they would also divide up the Musaf, the besides the Lechem Apanim, the Mishmar Yaitz and the Mishmar Nichnas, they would divide up the Karban Musaf. Now, dividing up the Karban Musaf, the Musaf was a Karban Ayla. So nobody really ate from the Karban Musaf. Rashi explains it's talking about the Iris, the skin of the carbon, so that did go to the Kehanim. So Rav Yehuda is saying that they divide up the Iris of the carbon Musaf, just like they divide up the Lechem Apanim, they divide up the R of the carbon Musaf. Meisvei asked the Gemara, is that really true? They divide up the R of the Musaf? But the Braisa says that Mishmara HaYotzeis, the Mishmar that's leaving, that served that previous week in the Beis HaMikdash, Aisa Tamid Shal Shachar, so they're in charge of bringing the Tamid Shal Shachar, and they get whatever comes with the Tamid Shal Shachar, Umusafin, they also do the Karban Musaf, and Mishmara HaNichnesas, and the Mishmar that comes in, so Aisa Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, they take care of the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, Ubazichin, and they take care of the Bazichin for the Lechem upon him. So that's the end of the Braisa. So what's the Kasho? Says the Gemara, V'ilu Musafin Cholkin Lekatani. It doesn't say anything about them splitting up the Karban Musaf. It doesn't say that they split up the R. So how could Rav Yehuda, how could you tell me that they split up the R? We have this Braisa which doesn't say anything about splitting up the R. Well, says the Gemara, that's not a Kasho. Haitana b'chiluko like Kamairi. It doesn't say anything about splitting up the Lechem upon him either. This Tana wasn't speaking about what they divide. It was speaking about which parts of the Avaida each one does. So being that it's not speaking about dividing things, so that's why it doesn't mention that they divided the Ur of the Karban Musaf, but really they do. However, Amar Rava, Rava says that I'll bring you a different braisa. V'atana d'vei Shmuel, it was taught in the braisa in the yeshiva of Shmuel, d'mayri b'chalukah, and that braisa speaks about chalukah, uv'busaf and cholkin like katani, and yet still it doesn't say anything about dividing up the musaf. D'atana d'vei Shmuel taught that mishmara hayoytzei is oysa tamit shal shachar u'musafin, like we had before, the mishmara hayoytzei, they take care of the karban tamit shal shachar and the musaf, mishmara hanichneses oysa tamit shal ben arbaim u'vazichin, like we had before. And then the Braisa says, Arba Kayhanim hayu nichnasin sham. There were four Kayhanim that would enter the Hichal. Shnayim mimishmar zu, shnayim mimishmar zu. Two from each Mishmar, two from the Mishmar Yaitse, two from the Mishmar Nichnas. V'cholken lechem apanim. And they would divide up the lechem apanim. They would divide up amongst the two Mishmars the Lechem Apanim, and then, like we said, then they would each go back to their own personal Mishmar, the Mishmar Nichnas in the north, the Mishmar Hayotze in the south, and they would divide it amongst themselves. But when they were dividing it between the two Mishmaris, so that happened in the Heichal amongst these four Kayhanim. So that's the end of the Braisa. So now the Kasha is V'ilu b'musafin cholken like Atani. And yet here it doesn't say, it speaks about Chalukah, it speaks about dividing up things, and it does not mention anything about dividing up the Musafin, so Tiyufta, the Rav Yehuda Tiyufta. So this Braisa shows not like Rav Yehuda, and rather they did not divide up the Musafin. Rather, says Rabbeinu Chananel, the Mishmar HaYotzei who performed the Avaida with the Karban Musaf, they are the ones who got the R to themselves. They did not divide it with the Mishmar HaNichnas. It went completely to the Mishmar HaYotzei. HaNichnas and Cholkem Mitzafin, we said that the Mishmar HaNichnas, they divide up the Lechem Apanim amongst themselves in the north, and the Mishmar HaYotzei in the south. So the Gemara brings a Braisa which just explains this idea, that this halacha. Now Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, HaNichnas and Cholkem Mitzafin, the Mishmar HaNichnas, they divide in the north, Kedei Sheyiru Shei Nichnasin, to show that they're more chashev, that they're the ones who are Nichnas, VaYotzin Cholkem Medarim, Kedei Sheyiru Shei Yotzin, and the ones who are part of the Mishmar HaYotzei, they divide up the Lechem Apanim amongst themselves in the south to show that they're part of the Mishmar HaYotzei. However, then the Mishnah said that Bilga lo'ilam chalekes bedarim. That Bilga had three punishments, one being that they always divide up in the south. So why was Bilga punished? Says the Gemara Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Maisa b'Miriam bas Bilga. There was a story with Miriam who came from this Mishmar of Bilga. Shehemira dasa, she went off to Derech. V'holcha v'nise is l'sard yad echad mimalcha yavanim. And she went and she married a certain officer from one of the Greek officers. It's an interesting lashon that says that she married one of these Gaisha Greek officers. Kedushin's not chal with a guy, so obviously she didn't actually get married, but it means she for all intents and purposes got married to this guy. And kishenichnesu yavanim leheichal, when the yavanim, during the Hanukkah story we know, when the yavanim came into the heichal, so this Miriam, ha'isa meva'etas b'sandla gabi mizbeach. So she went and she started kicking with her shoes onto the mizbeach. Va'amra, and she said to the mizbeach, Lucas, Lucas, which Rashi says is Greek for the word, for a wolf. She called the mizbeach a wolf, and she said, as an masai ato michale, memainan shal Yisrael. How long are you going to keep using up all the money of Klal Yisrael? Via ta'imin alein b'shas adchak, and then you're not there for them to defend them when the goyim are coming to harm them. The Maharsha explains that what she was saying is that we bring a carbon tamid every day in the Beis HaMikdash, tamid shal shachar, tamid shal bein arbayim, which consisted of a sheep. Now, a wolf eats sheep. So she was calling the mizbeach a wolf, saying that you're eating up all of our money, you're eating up our sheep, you're eating up our carbon tamid, you're costing us so much money. You know, this is what all our tax money is going to, is for paying for these sheep that you eat up, and you're not there for us, you don't help us out. So she was mivaze the mizbeach. Ukshishamu chachamim bedavar, says the Gemara. When the chachamim found out about this, when they heard about this, that she did this maisa of bizui to the mizbeach, so kavu as tabata, so they were kaiveya her tabas into the ground, usasmu es chalaina, and they closed up her cubby, and that was an einesh for this Miriam Bas Bilga. The Yeshayimim, some say that this is what the story was, this is why the Mishmar of Bilga was punished, was because Mishmarta Yishay HaLavoy, their Mishmar was notorious for coming late. They were supposed to come and start doing their avayd in the middle of Shabbos, and they always came late. V'nichnas Yesheva of Achiv Imai. So Vishimesh Tachtov, so instead Yeshevav, his brother, not literally his brother, it means the Mishmar who was right before Bilga's, the Mishmar Hayotzei, when Bilga was the Mishmar HaNichnas, was the Mishmar of Yeshevav. So Yeshevav used to take over, they used to stay a little bit extra. Technically it was time to switch, it was time for Yeshevav to leave and Bilga to come in, being that Bilga was late, so Yeshevav, they stayed a little bit extra and they served instead of the Mishmar of Bilga. And Afal Pi Shechene HaRishayim Loi Nishtakra, even though typically we say that the neighbor of a Rasha does not gain, Shechene Bilga, it came out that the Shechinim of Bilga, they gained. This Mishmar of Yeshevav gained. How so? Shebilga la'ilam chaylakas bedarim, v'yeshevav achiv b'tzafayim. Bilga was punished that they always get their chelik of the lechem upon them in the south, and by default it came out that Yeshevav always got it in the north. Because when they were the Mishmar HaNichnas, so then of course they got it in the north. That's always the Mishmar HaNichnas place to divide up the lechem upon them was in the north. Even when they were the Mishmar HaYotzei, so Bilga was the Mishmar HaNichnas, Yeshevav was the Mishmar HaYotzei, being that Bilga had this einish that they always were chaylekes bedarim, so Memelo Yeshevav, even when they were the Mishmar HaYotzei, they divided in the north. So it came out that Yeshevav always split up the lechem upon him in the north of the Azara. So that's just a beer of the Mishnah of what exactly happened with this Mishmar of Bilga. Now says the Gemara, Vishlam alamanda amar mishmarta yishay halavoy. It's very understandable if you go like this second shot, that the reason why the Mishmar of Bilga was punished was because they came late, then it makes sense. Hainu dekonsinan lekula mishmar. Then it makes sense that that's why the Mishmar was punished. That the Mishmar always divides up in the south. The Mishmar had their tabas, which was nikva, into the ground. And the Mishmar had their cubby that was stuffed up. Everything makes sense. Alamanda amar Miriam bas Bilga shemi radasa. But according to the Manda Amaru, says it was this Miriam bas Bilga. It was just one lady who came from the Mishmar of Bilga, that she went off to Derech, and she was mevazed the mizbeach mishum berte kansinan leilididei. Just because of the daughter, we give a kenas to the father. Why should the father lose out just because of this daughter? So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye. Abaye says it's not so simple. In yeah, avada the father should lose out. It's kedamri inshi. It's like people say that shusa dinuka bishuka aydavu aydima. That when you see it, when you hear a child talking a certain way in the shuk, so you know it comes from the parents. The child hears the parents' expressions, and so the son, the child, is a product of the parents. So if the fact that Miriam was able to say these things about the Mizbeach, so there's must be that the parents had a little bit of this type of attitude towards the Mizbeach as well, that that's the way they viewed it, that the Mizbeach is eating up all our money, things are too expensive, it's expensive to be a Jew, and that's where Miriam got it from. So therefore, it's understandable that the parents got punished. So it says the Gemara, okay, fine. So the parents of Miriam, now we understand why they're deserving of perhaps an einesh. But umishum avua v'ime kansinan l'kuvimeha kansinan l'kula mishmara. So the whole mishmar should lose out just because of the parents? Miriam, we understand. Her parents, we understand. But why is the whole mishmar punished? So Amar Abaye, Abaye explained that this is part of the rule that Ayla Rasha, Ayla Shcheinai, that that's the way life works, that when a Rasha gets punished, so sometimes it affects, there's collateral damage, and it affects the Shcheinim, it affects the neighbors, there could be collateral damage, that's what happens when a person is by a Rasha. And now, just to end off on a better note, than Ayla Rasha, Ayla Shcheinai, so the Marsha explains, that's why we now have this last line, that Toiv L'Tzadik, Toiv L'Shcheinai, that there's also, it goes the other way around as well, that it's good to be next to a tzaddik. When a tzaddik gets good, so tayv l'shchinoi, it's good for the neighbors as well. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that imru tzaddik ki tayv, tzaddik is lashon yachid, ki prima aleihem yoychelu, that they get to eat the fruits of their work. It says that for the one tzaddik, they get to eat lashon rabim. So you see that even for one tzaddik, the shchinim, those around the tzaddik, they also get to reap in the benefits. Hadron alacha chalul v'salikula mesecha sukkah. In the Sefer Divrei Torah, Madur Shvi'a, Ois Mem Tes, so it's brought, he says, that Sheshama u'mekubal b'shem go'ayne v'tzadikei Ashkenazim zal, it's mekubal from the different tzadikim and go'aynim, that learning Masechah Sukkah every day is a big segula to be saved from our enemies. That's what it says, and I taka saw that in the Sefer Darkei Chaim v'Shalom, in Dinei Ashkamas HaBaiker, Ois Chafei, so it says that Divrei Elazar, taka used to learn Masechah Sukkah every single day. The Minchas Elazar every single day would learn Masechah Sukkah, not the whole Masechta. He would learn a little bit of Masechah Sukkah, and every single day he would learn, and eventually when he would finish the Masechta, so then he would start again from the beginning. Every single day of his life, though, he learned from Masechah Sukkah. Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be Zeicha to Chazer Masechah Sukkah, and Be'ezus Hashem will begin Masechah Beitza tomorrow.